Blog Talk Radio.
Huh? Welcome to the north side of Amityville.
Yeah.
Where you got your neighbors watering grass, your other neighbor working on their car, and I'm just out here trying to get to a bag.
Woo! Perfect.
Feel me? Just caught a lick, got a dip quick. Niggas screamed out the boy coming. Heard about the boy Swift, get us back quick. Major rent, road running. Seen dealers quit once the price hit something. They can't afford nothing. But the life on Instagram is broadcasting in the boys fronting. Jury ain't making no bail, I sat in the cell. I wouldn't go back in the cell for something as stupid as catching a sale again. I never trail again, nobody better. You know the name and you know the three letters. GMO sweaters we wearing on tour. I'm coming for my plus, even the score. They talking boss up, all good, phone clicking,
I know.
In the midst of writing those, I had a phone clicking,
You know.
No beef, chase, chicken wasn't missing, I listened, But going side, going still, going fresh dad drunk. I'm lit in the city, versus for me getting litty and litty. Wordplay fool just witty and witty, don't show me a titty, show titty and titty. I can't kick down the door, I'm still throwing up fours. I might just fuck yours, cause sometimes in life I get bored like. Just caught a lick, got a dip quick. Niggas screamed out the boys coming. Heard about the boy Swift, get us back quick. Major rent, road running. Seen dealers quit once the price hit something. They can't afford nothing. But the life on Instagram is broadcasting in the boys fronting.
You don't know.
You don't.
So once you go friends, go chill with the eyes. I'm spinning the block. If you in the top of it, best in the side. I'm whipping the pie. I'm cooking it right, the iron too high. Now give me some ice. I'll demonstrate how the cook stay dry. Niggas be talking some shit, I don't believe. Niggas be running they lips, saying they gone on they hip. And when they don't shoot, then they be changing the script. Shit, I pray my movie ain't way better. Dodging vibes like Mayweather. I'm the GOAT cause my game better. Hey! Just caught a lick, got a dip quick. Niggas screamed out the boys coming. Heard about the boy Swift, get us back quick. Major rent, road running. Seen dealers quit once the price hit something. They can't afford nothing. But the life on Instagram is broadcasting in the boys fronting.
You don't know.
You don't.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Digital Meet and Greet, and I'm your master of ceremonies for this evening, Jonathan Coleman, a.k.a. some guy named Jay, and that song that you just heard was from Dom TMO, a.k.a. Young Dom, titled Roadrunner, and we have him as a guest tonight. He's going to talk about his single and everything else, too, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have him on. He's been featured on many different websites and blogs through Blacktopia and the VIP section, and just he's all over the place. And yeah, so you're gonna see more of him very soon. And we have him tonight, so let's go ahead and, well, before we bring him on, we have to bring on our guests. That's our host. All right, damn. I got a lot going on tonight. I can't let it show tonight. Anyway, let me go ahead and bring on the host. On our senior host first, JT, how you doing? Oh, I'm all over the place. I clicked the sound effect before you even said anything. But yeah, they're waiting on you. JT.
Just doing the show, right?
Just still doing the show. That's what we're doing. Just doing the show. Those claps on it for you. You know how I always say. Oh, yeah. We don't go on because it's ready. We go on because it's 9 o'clock and it's Tuesday. All right. Let's go on ahead and bring on Sharika Stevens. Sharika.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, yeah. We're doing well.
Doing well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Before we bring on the guest, I want to say that this episode of the Digital Meet and Greet is being sponsored by eLegends, the new streaming and entertainment and media platform, eLegends.net. Visit the website by going to www.eLegends.net. Check them out and sign up. All right, and when you sign up, also visit the Media Blast page on there as well and check out new music from new artists and, you know, short films and all kind of stuff. So definitely check it out. All right, enough of plugging shit. Let's bring on the guest so he can plug his shit. Dom TMO.
You. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Oh, yeah, we're doing well. Glad to have you on.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate having you. All right. Well, I'm gonna pass the mic to the host. And also, before we get the Q&A session going, I want to say that for everybody that's streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and then when we take calls from the audience, we'll bring you on. You know, like I said, first come, first serve. So if you hang up and get back in line, you got it. You're at the back of the line. All right? So, and also, if you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on after the Q&A part. So let me go on ahead and hand you to JT and Sharika. They're going to interrogate you like a cop. And then we're going to bring the callers on. They'll interrogate you, too.
Bring them on. I'm here. I got nothing but answers for you.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies first. Mr. Rika, you up?
Now, how did I know you was going to say that, JT?
Oh, we vibing. You already know what it is.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
So I wanted to really quickly, like, because I was listening to the Domination album, right? So
appreciate
I wanted
it.
To think about, like, yeah, can I just say that it's definitely hot. So the difference between the songs, like, how did you come up between the different concepts between the songs? Because each song is very different and unique.
Hold on, let me just bring up the playlist real quick so I can really be honest with you. Let me see. The title Domination is a run-on of my name. It's Dom, TMO. So, like, Dom, Domination, that's why I came up with the title of the project. And I felt like I've been through a lot of adversities in life and situations where I dominated through whatever was on my plate and kept it tall in all my situations. So I felt like that title just fit what I was going through at that time, because each one of these projects I ever come out with are definitely for the moment. So the first song played is for Sire. My brother, R.P. Sire, J. Sire, he got killed the 2019 in the neighborhood. And I actually, it's a real story. I played that beat for him in the studio like a month before he got killed. And he was trying to get the beat from me, but I knew in my head I was going to use it for my project. So that song right there was just, yeah, it was special to me. That's why I named it Play This for Sire. So you'll just hear a lot of stuff about, you know, neighborhood allegations and stuff in that song. Hot Boy, I came up with the song Hot Boy because at that time, you know, he was an artist also, and once he passed, the city attention was on me, so I was the hot topic of the city. So that's where I came up with the title Hot Boy. Roadrunner, the single that we are talking about tonight, actually came about during COVID because, you know, we ain't had nothing to do during COVID. So I was just watching a bunch of old cartoons with my son and letting him see exactly what I grew up to watching, and that's where I came up with the concept of Roadrunner.
Okay.
That came along, making a harmony song, something with a melody that people can repeat and learn in less than a minute for show performances. So that's where that song came from. Plug came from being in Detroit with Kino, you know, is an artist from Detroit. So being out there with him and being in the studio and just feeling that Detroit vibe, shout out to Moose Tarantino. He's the producer for that beat. That's how we came up with that one. Wet Wet, I was in a female with Leah Wynn. It's a female artist from New York also. And I just wanted to make a song to empower the women and, you know, have her on there talking that stuff that women want to hear. Boys to the Sky is just me repping my neighborhood team. And then it was the outro after that, and that's how I put that whole project together.
Okay.
Charge.
So I like that. So I heard you talk about, like, a little bit of Hot Boys, like, or, you know, or perhaps it'd be Roadrunner. So I just wanted to get into Roadrunner first. So you talked about watching Roadrunner with your son. Is that the concept behind the video? Because I saw the car in Roadrunner's video, and can I just say that that car is sick. What kind of car was that?
That was a Roadrunner. That was a Plymouth
Roadrunner.
Yeah. it was a Plymouth Roadrunner 1968, I believe, or 1969. And, you know, I was just trying to make the video coexist with whatever I had going on with the title of the song. So that's how we came up with that one. And does it symbolize the cartoon? Not really. I don't think so. But the stuff I'm talking about in the song is always trying to get away from whatever you got going on in life and never get caught by the coyote. So the coyote in the real world would be the law. So you just want to get away. And, you know, that's kind of how I broke it down in my lyrics for the song.
Okay, absolutely. Now, I just wanted to get into Hot Boys for a quick second. So Hot Boys is, like, one of my favorites. Roadrunner is my top. Hot Boys is the second one. Now, in Hot Boys, you mentioned opening up for Nipsey. So I wanted to see, like, if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I got you. So I met Nipsey 2013 when he was on his promo run for the Crenshaw album. He had came to New York to Vinnie Styles and was selling that project for $100. So, you know, I believe in his dream and the stuff he spoke about. So I went out there and bought the project for $100, spoke to him. I actually had a one-on-one with him, and he was just speaking power to me, like, you know, reading books and understanding your goal in life and, you know what I'm saying, putting your dreams first with whatever you want to do with yourself and believing in yourself. So just words of encouragement and words of empowerment he gave off when we spoke at that moment. And then he went on his Victory Lap tour in 2019, or was it 2018? 2019, it was 2019. And shout out to DJ Big Mike. Big Mike is, you know, heavy in the Connecticut music scene when it comes to any type of shows out there. And I was speaking to Big Mike, and he asked me if I wanted to open up for Nipsey, and that's how we plugged that in right there together.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. And so Wet Wet is also, like, my third, which I love. I absolutely love that one.
I told you I had to make a song for the ladies.
Yes, I was thinking that you made a song for the ladies. That's what it was all about. But for Roadrunner, for me, what set it off to me, I had to, like, I listened to the words first, and then I watched the video. So it was like the video kind of tied into the words in a sense, because it just made you think about, you know, always being on the go. So I understand where you came up with that concept. But, like, in reference to the other songs that you have, which would you say would be your favorite? Would it be Roadrunner?
Out of all my songs or the songs on the project?
Well, on the songs on the Domination album.
Okay. I done recorded some new stuff, and I can't wait for these things to hit the streets. My favorite song on Domination really would have to be I would say Play This for Sire.
Okay.
Because that was a real moment in life that I'm left with since he's not here no more. So that's one of the ones right there. And when I perform that at my shows, having a live band do that beat is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say Play This for Sire.
Yeah, and I felt like Roadrunner for me had, like, somewhat of, like, a down south type of flair to it, you know.
It's heavily 808 driven.
Instrumental for it.
Yeah, definitely 808 driven. I like how it comes in. That's what caught my attention. How the beat comes in is exactly yes. how we was in the studio, and I was like, all right, bet. So I know exactly where I'm going with this one.
Uh-huh. And your beat, your voice was very strong, so it's like when you hear the beat first, it's like that kind of, like, makes you, you know, bop a little bit. You, like, listen to it.
Mm-hmm. You're
waiting for that beat to drop, and it's like when that beat drops and your voice comes in, and it's just like, yeah, it just, it flows really well with it.
I appreciate that. I've been at this for a long time.
Okay, it's already on my playlist.
Thank you.
I already definitely have those three on the playlist already. I just can't wait to hear more.
No, it's coming. This summer. I got a lot of singles
coming?
Dropping this summer. Yeah, this
oh,
summer.
This
I got
summer.
Like three singles dropping. Yes. I got a show June 5th in New York. So the night of June 5th going into June 6th, I'm going to have three singles released on digital platforms to be able to be streamed, but I'm going to perform them the night of the show. So when people leave, they can go right online and buy those if they like the songs as much as I do.
Okay. And if I may ask, you said June 5th, you're performing a show in New York. Where in New York about?
In Long Island. The town's called Amityville. The venue is called The Warehouse. And that's pretty much it. I booked the venue, put the show together on an independent grind. We're going to make this thing work.
That's the fact. Now, I wanted to pass the mic over to
JT. What's up?
What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Woke up this morning. Can't complain.
No doubt. That's a blessing within itself, man. Let me say this. Great music, great vibe. You're doing it, man. You really make the appreciation for cats that's out here still putting out great music. I thank you for that. Being sonically delicious and being easy on the ears and being able to say, decipher what you're talking about and the message and the method and the madness and the music, I salute you for that. Let me ask you, man, what keeps you motivated, man, as an artist to keep pushing and pressing through, man, and putting out great music like that?
Oh, man, I can tell you a long story, but to keep it short, I remember when I first started making music, I was like the laugh of the school because ain't nobody wanted to hear that shit. So I always told myself back then, like, you know, one day I'm going to make these people appreciate me. So I just kept going, dropping projects. Like right now I'm like 9 projects in if I got to like go over my discography, and on like my 4th project, I want to say, the people that used to call me trash in high school was like really hitting me up, asking me like, when you dropping new music, or, you know what I'm saying, when you doing something new, a new show or something. So I learned then, if I can turn a hater into a believer, there's no reason for me to stop doing what I'm doing. And that's what keeps me moving.
No doubt. And confirmation is, haters are also confirmation that, I'm really moving in a great direction, because without haters, you know, everybody ain't going to love it. So you're going to have some haters in there as well. And it's cool because you can use them as your footstool as you're moving on up. You can appreciate it. They're going to have a front row seat to how you, you know, continue to evolve as an artist. Let me piggyback back to something else. What was it like to open up for Lloyd Banks?
Oh, man, that's another long story. And for me, I could tell you about Banks is one of my favorite artists still to today. And, you know, I like I said, I live in Long Island, and he also lives in Long Island in New York. So I used to always have people calling me like, yo, Lloyd Banks is right here, or Lloyd Banks is in the mall, or Lloyd Banks is somewhere. And I'm like, yo, bro, stop calling me about this man being somewhere. Go over there and talk to him. He is a regular person. And, like, people be so starstruck when they come to these celebrities. So I finally got a phone call from one of my friends that work at Apple, and Banks had appointment at the Genius Bar getting his laptop fixed or some shit like that. And I ended up going up to the mall and running down on him, and we had a conversation. And from that conversation, opened up for me to open for him for the 15-year anniversary for the Hunger for More album. And then I turned right around and opened up for him for the Cody project that dropped 2 years later. So it's definitely a blessing in disguise. And, like, now I can actually text Lloyd Banks and he answers. You feel me? Like, we're building a relationship, not too crazy, but, you know what I'm saying? It's a start.
No doubt, man. That's a dope story right there. Let me say, when you put yourself in those shoes right there and somebody approach you and they say, man, you know, I was really inspired by listening to your music, and it encouraged me and inspired me to do great things. What does it feel like, man, when you get that feedback and stuff back from your fans?
Hey, man, I just like to inspire people. So when somebody tells me I inspire them to do something, I feel like keep going. Because if I can plant a seed in one person to be great, I can plant a seed in the next person to be great. And I know that being an artist, you do have a younger generation of kids that listen to you. So the message you put across through your music, always pay attention to where it's going to go in the future.
Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. That's real talk right there.
I try to keep it real.
Yeah, and that's only one way to be, man. Let me see. What's a little known fact about you as an artist, people that you wouldn't mind sharing tonight, and people don't know about you?
I like to sing in the studio, but I won't release no songs.
Okay.
Yeah, it don't matter how much auto tune I use. I like going there and attempt to sing as an artist, you know, because as vocal training, vocal culture, it's all the same thing. Just play with your voice when you're in the studio. You never know what can happen when you start doing stuff like that. So that's something people don't really know about me. That 7 o'clock,
no doubt, man.
Nice and Slow by Usher, I'll kill anybody in the battle for that song.
No doubt. Without question. Perfect segue to my next question. Who would you want to collaborate if you had your pick? Who would you want to collaborate with?
Realistically, are we talking about in general or as a today music?
Nah, like you got your pick of somebody that you always want to collaborate with. Who would it be?
I mean, it'd be Jay-Z at the end of the day. But for right now, I would do a feature with Russ.
Okay.
Yeah, like because Russ is really doing his thing in the independent world, and it's amazing to what this guy is doing. But Jay-Z is just my favorite rapper, number one out of my top 10. So, you know, I would love to have him.
Yeah. I knew it was something about you, my man, because Jay-Z is at the top of my list and the greatest of all time in my view, no matter how many people want to argue about it. Hands down, Hov is the one. First Jay-Z song that you ever listened to that had impact on you, what was it? What track?
It Was All Good just a week ago.
Okay. I'm feeling that. That's Hov. That's a real Hov fan right there, for real.
Truly. I was six when Dead President came out. I'm only 32, so I was 6 years old when Dead President came out. I couldn't really decipher the words of what he was speaking back then, but when that a week ago came out with him and Too Short, I understood what was being said. So I was like, yeah, this is the one. And you know, right now, Jay-Z is DMX. So those like my top two favorite rappers ever. You gotta put DMX in the top.
Indeed. Two of the greats right there. I'm going to pass the mic to my man, some guy named Jay.
What's up, Jay?
JT, if you had a couple more questions, well, let's go ahead and just shout out the phone line again right quick. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have that number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. And we'll bring you on. We're talking to Young Dom. Dom TMO, and if you're streaming from your phone already, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. You got to ask them some questions yourself. So let's just keep the energy going. Getting back, I just want to say something about the Jay-Z thing. I know you said you were 6 when Dead President. Reasonable Doubt, that is one of my favorite albums, period. Not just a favorite Jay-Z album, but just favorite albums. You know, we're a little older than you. Well, I guess a lot older. We ain't supposed to say that. But just Reasonable Doubt, man. It was just the whole thing. But nothing can really encompass all the things you want to say about it. You know, no one word could say it. But It Was All Good just a week ago. That was on the Hard Knock Life.
Mm-hmm.
Album
Volume 2.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That was that beat was sick, and too short. Just being on the hook, that just sealed it.
Yeah, they were talking some real shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, let me ask you this: What's your least favorite Jay-Z album?
My least favorite Jay-Z album is the Blueprint 3.
Yeah, that's one of mine too. One of my least favorite ones. And
the Blueprint 3. It used to be Kingdom Come, but I used to think Kingdom Come was the worst album, but that shit grew on me something crazy, and it's not.
Yeah.
Blueprint 3.
You know that album. And the you know the album he did that was a soundtrack to the what was that
American Gangster?
American Gangster. You know where I was going? Well, yeah. Oh man, that American Gangster. I didn't like
that.
You know, I
come on,
it is.
You got Ballin', you got Success, you got No Hook with Nas. Come on, don't do that to me, man.
I believe it's one of the, in my opinion, one of the weaker ones. Not as bad as Blueprint 3. Now that was no good, but I didn't say no good, but it was just one of his weaker albums. And Kingdom Come, like you said, that has replay value. It just wasn't as strong as, you know, what came before it, you know. But
where does 444 sit in your top five Jay-Z albums?
Say it again. We said what's my top five Jay-Z albums?
I said, where do the 444 albums sit in your top five Jay-Z albums?
You know what? I haven't listened to 444 in its entirety, so it's not fair for me to judge it. Like, a lot of his later stuff, and I know, I mean, you know, he stepped his game up as far as the content. It's more the grown Hove for that album. But I haven't really sat down. I mean, it's old now. It's what came out in 2016 or something like that. 17,
I believe.
Oh my, 17. Yeah. So yeah, I've had time, but I haven't had the time. I need to sit down. But yeah, I haven't listened to it in entirety. So what would you rank it?
That's a good question. At least five. No less than five. Yeah.
What would be the albums?
Go ahead. What would you want?
Okay, how would you rank the top five? What's all in the top five Jay-Z albums?
For me, it would be Volume 2 is number one. The Black Album would be number two for me. Number three would be Volume 3. Number four would be American Gangster, and number five would be 444.
I was expecting to hear Blueprint and Reasonable Doubt somewhere high in there.
I was too young for those albums. I told you.
Yeah, you did say that.
I'm telling you stuff that resonated with me at that time when it came out. Like, he was speaking too much big words than Reasonable Doubt for me, and I did not understand until I was a teenager.
Oh yeah, true. Because where you hear it that time in your life, that's how it impacts you too. You know
exactly. So you know that's mine. They all good albums. Believe me, the Blueprint. You know, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. It's, you know, Girls. There's so much on there. Mama Love Me.
Oh, yeah.
Mama Love Me was on Volume 1. That wasn't a Blueprint. But you know where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
You know where I'm going with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Volume 1, that's a real slept-on Jay-Z album. I mean, I don't think it got the critical. Like, people don't talk the success. People don't talk about it like they talk about the other records. That Jay-Z did.
The Volume 1 album was like really commercial for me.
Yeah.
But Rap Game, Crack Game was on that one. Where You From? There was a couple of good ones on there. The World Is Mine with Blackstreet. City Is Mine. City Is Mine.
The City Is Mine. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, well,
definitely.
Now, let's get off Jay-Z and get back on you, because you're the star of the show.
You know what I'm saying? DonTMO.com.
Definitely. Now, what made you decide to go with Roadrunner as the lead single?
I seen the kids singing it.
Okay.
I played it around a bunch of kids, and the kids was bopping to it and singing it, and then I knew the song could grow with them as they get older, so that was the single for me.
Ah, good strategy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you have any shows lined up for the summer?
Yeah, I have a show June 5th in Amityville at the Warehouse. I got a show July 22nd in Atlanta at, I don't have the flyer in front of me, but it's in Gwinnett County in Georgia. That's July. What we have in August? August, we're trying to put a show together right now in Rhode Island, Providence. And I'm waiting for the promoters to get back to me on that one. So those are my three shows in the next 3 months that I got lined up.
Ah, good, good. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Now, what does it take to, before I even ask that, how could you describe a show, a Dom TMO performance? Like, what do you do on stage? Like, how, take us there. What's the experience?
Well, first, you know, I'm going to tell everybody in the crowd I believe in God, and I would not be nothing without the people in this building. So the only thing I ask for tonight is a little crowd participation, and we're going to have a good night. I perform my songs without my words in the track, so, you know, shout out to Jadakiss. If you want to hear my music, you can go stream that shit in the car. But while you're here with me, you're going to get all of me. So I take my words out of my performance tracks and actually have to do, you know, my artistry. And high energy, I move around as much as I can. I'm not crowd surfing with you guys. I'm sorry. That's not in my cup of tea. Word, it's not in my cup of tea. You know, some giveaways. I do giveaways at my shows. You know, you might get a free shirt, a free hoodie, towel, something. You know, you got to bring the people in with you as if we're one family in that moment. Because when they leave, they're going to want to come back to another show. So I try to give them the best of me as I can every time I touch the stage.
Oh, yeah. True indeed. Oh, yeah. It's good that you got merch and stuff like that to give out to the...
Merch is important. Yeah, merch is important.
Oh, yeah.
You see Benny the Butcher and them, they made so much money off of merch, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yes. Like Conway the Machine said on that AZ album. See, I can retire off of merch.
Ah, yeah, they dropping hoodies and making $500,000 off of hoodies.
Mm.
Like, come on. That's ridiculous. So that just let artists know right there, you don't got to make money off of music. You can make money off of your merch. And look at Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne is an independent artist that make millions of dollars off of merch.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to all the artists.
Definitely. Let me ask you, as far as you, what revenue stream for you as an artist makes you the most money?
As an artist, I shoot videos, like music videos for other artists, and that's where I really make majority of my money at. I make money off of merch. I make money off of songs, you know, being downloaded and bought off the iTunes store and stuff, but majority of my money come off of shooting videos because I'm a visionary. I got visions for a lot of things, so if I can see a vision with your video, I'm going to put it together for you, and I use that money right there from shooting videos for people to turn right around and invest in myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you see yourself directing, like directing movies?
Yes. That is the future goal. Music is just what Jay-Z say. I only use rap to put shit in my name. There you go.
Nice. Do you have any scripts? You got anything you working on right now, or you just?
I got two scripts right here. I got two scripts right here. I have a. Urban story about a guy who just came home from the county and trying to turn his life around with his best friend still knee deep in the streets. That's just the basic summary of that one. And the second script we have is a college student who's going through love withdrawals from his girl that's back at home, and he's thinking about giving his dreams up to go home and be with his girl. Those are the two we have now. And the both of them are real stories. Like I really have a friend that turned around and left college
to be, you know, at home with his girl, and, you know, now they have a beautiful family together. But it was just something that, you know, somebody's situation, living off experience or somebody else's situation, can make a whole movie or a short film or something, and people will resonate with it because he's not the only person that went through that.
Ah, now what did your friend have to say about that?
Oh, he loved it. You know, I sugarcoated a little bit of stuff, but he loved it. Yeah, got to make it entertaining. Got to make it entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, true indeed, true indeed. Well, you know, people mostly streaming right now. And, you know, so but for the streamers, man, y'all need to jump on, man. He's very interesting, got a lot to say. I know he wants to talk to you, so definitely chime in now. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, definitely give us a call at 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right? And while we're doing – oh, I also want to say, y'all stay out of my inbox. All right? So, hey, Jay, he's saying some good stuff, man. Nah, I ain't call in. Call into the gym.
Don't be scared.
Oh, yeah.
We regular people out there.
Oh, yeah.
We don't bite.
Exactly, exactly. Regular people just like Lloyd Banks.
Like saying, regular early. People.
Regular people. We'll call in. Now, I'm gonna pass the mic back to Sharika since you kicked this off. I know, Sharika, after hearing more of his story, and I know you read his bio and everything, too. I know you got some questions bubbling in your mind.
Well, none that I really can think of, because you pretty much, you know, asked a lot of very interesting questions. But I read there somewhere that you had a motorcycle accident.
June 21st, 2016. I was coming down a residential block on my motorcycle. There was a car coming up the same block that I was on, and he thought he could make the left turn in front of me before I got to, I guess, the cross block. And that's where the accident happened at right there. So I broke both my legs and my wrist and my forearm, all four extremities, no brain damage. And I'm, you know, 6 years later, we're still here.
Well, thank God you made it out, and thank God that, you know, you're okay now and you're able to play some, you know, give us some hot
make
music.
More.
And,
but yeah, how, no, that was how was, another inspiration to keep going.
So how was that accident for you? Like, you know, compared to before the accident happened and, you know, afterwards, like, how did that change your life and how you viewed what you wanted to do going forward?
I mean, once you go through a near-death accident like that, you appreciate life a little bit more, but you also start to see, you know, people really don't show that love or that care for you until something happens to you. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, it's true, no matter how you want to look at it. Like, I remember a couple of days after the accident, once I came out of a coma and stuff, I was going through, like, my social media and, you know, seeing the people with just all the posts, like, oh, Dom, get well. You know, these are the same people that never be at none of the shows. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if people just do it for clout or just, you know what I'm saying, their sympathy or whatever. But if you really care about somebody, you got to care about them when they're not hurt. Or not going
right.
through something. So,
absolutely.
You know, I seen a lot of fake love once that accident came into life. So once I was normal and back to moving around, I just really watched the circle of the people that was, you know, interacting with me on a daily, because I know this shit is fake.
Right. And I was about to ask that, like, you know, how did it, you know, sometimes when you, like you said, when you go through a, you know, traumatic and near-death experience, and, you know, you come out of it, right? And then you start to view things differently, and then people treat you a lot different. Like, how was that experience, like, actually, you know, coming to the realization that, you know, people said they had love for you before, they support you, and they want to be there to, you know, support your music, but you realize that after that experience that they're just not there, or they're not who they say they are?
Take it with a grain of salt. You can't cry over spilled milk. You know, I just know the real ones. The real ones are still here. I can say that one. So like I said, I don't go outside looking for fans. I don't call people, you know, fans that listen to my music. If you listen to my music, I look at you as a believer. You believe in me as I believe in me. So this is why we're going to be able to reach the top together. So if they was there for that moment, then you were just piggying off of the momentum of what's going on. You're a fan. If you're still here today, you're a believer. And this is why we're going to have a good show on June 5th, because the believer is going to come outside. This is real.
Now, I heard you talk about, you know, doing other music, other videos for other artists. Like, what is that experience like when they usually come to you and say, hey, I have, you know, a hot record I need you to make, a video, I'm thinking about a concept for a video. Like, what is the concept in your mind? Do you, like, listen to the music first, or do you ask, you know, what kind of questions would you ask them in order to come up with it?
Yeah, I listen to the music first. I ask the artist, what do they see they want in the visual? And then third question is, what's your budget? If you don't ask the person what's their budget, you know, we can get crazy if you have a high budget, or we can be real simple and real basic with a lower budget and still make the video look amazing. So it's really just what the person wants to, you know what I'm saying, invest into themselves. And I like putting visuals together. I don't know. It's just something I always wanted to do as a kid. So now that I'm at an age where, you know, I know how to use programs to edit videos, I know information about cameras, how do they function, and stuff like that, I just take advantage of opening my mind to new things, because even if music don't work for me, I can, like I said to, I believe I was JT earlier, you know, making movies and stuff like that, that's a whole different world. Like,
right.
You know, yeah, CGI and all these effects and
Jonathan.
Stuff is crazy. That was Jonathan?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, Jonathan.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, I was talking to Jonathan about the movies. I try to get it right. But, yeah, like, it just opens your mind to a whole different world. And I love movies myself. So, you know, I just want to take advantage of that.
Okay. So, now I wanted to ask, right, I got to just, you know, keep it interesting a little bit, because I definitely would want to know. So, ever since I heard the song Wet Wet, I would like to know, out of today's genre, or just any genre, what female artist, like, what female artist did you see yourself working with?
I used to want to work with Meg, man, but the way she did Tori, I ain't fucking with Megan, so that's out the picture.
Oh, no.
I'm being real with you. I'm fucking with Latto. Mulatto from Atlanta. I like her album. Yeah, she's real dope. Her album was solid for me. You know, Queen B, it'll always be a pleasure to work with Beyonce. So her, what's the other girl name? Janae Aiko. I like Janae Aiko. She's definitely some fire.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she's.
Wasn't expecting that.
Oh, nah. I mean, I listen to Big Sean, so it's only right.
Right.
Yeah, so she's dope. It's somebody else from Cali that I want to say, but I can't remember her name. But yeah, Big Latto. Latto is the person I'm listening to right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to fuck a lot.
And I would say, like, out of your playlist, like, what female other than Latto, like, what other female artists, like, do you have on your playlist or do you listen to, like, regularly?
All right, hold on. Let me go to my phone real quick. Female artist, her. I like her. She's definitely dope. Who's in here?
You're not opposed to working with, like, R&B artists as well as, like, rap artists, like female rap artists. Like, what about Remy Ma?
Nah, Remy and Papoose get on my nerves. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And you know what it is? I think it's too much love in hip-hop. Because once you start putting people on reality shows and you got to sit and watch these people, like, every week, you get tired of people. And that's personally just me. Like, I don't want to see nobody every day. I don't want to see nobody that many times unless you're family or kids. Other than that, if okay. I don't know you, I don't want to see you all the time. So I think I got tired of them watching them on TV.
Okay, so I'll say, well, what about like a Nicki Minaj?
Nicki's animated. She's cool, but I was never really a Nicki fan.
No, really?
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm gonna say this. I feel like I wasn't a Nicki fan for the simple fact of Big Fendi is the person who like really found her, and I understand Fendi's angle of, you know, bringing her to Young Money and Aunt Deb taking her from him and him not getting paid. Like, business is important. So when people be out here getting fucked over in business and stuff like that, I don't respect that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that rubbed me the wrong way. So yeah.
Okay. So I would ask, what about Cardi B then?
Hey, you know it's crazy. I used to be in the strip club when Cardi B was still stripping. I'm proud of her to where she has where she came in life from where she started. And
yeah.
I heard she got ghostwriters. So I don't know if I want to sit here and say I'm a fan of all the music. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
Being honest.
You know what? And I like that. I like that a lot. So, like, along with your music being, you know, dope, but your personality also, because when you ask artists, like, particular questions, especially questions like those, they really don't want to answer them, or they answer the way they think you want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you know, what happens
in the industry.
To truth and honesty?
They're in the industry, so, yeah, they don't want to burn their bridges with these artists. I'm independent. I don't care. I'm going to tell you how I feel. So, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to accept it or not.
Right. But that's what you want to hear. You want to hear somebody that's real. You want to hear somebody that's going to give you the raw truth, even if, you know, you don't necessarily agree. You want to hear somebody say, well, I'm not a fan of that, or I really didn't listen to that person, or this is why I wouldn't say I would work with that particular artist. It's refreshing
to
hear that.
That's true. And I'll never call somebody music trash. I'll just always tell them that it's not for me. So,
right.
You know, you never want to just put that stigma out there in the world, because then that's what causes, you know, fake beef and, you know, differences between people. If the song not for me, bro, it's not for me. I'm not telling you it's bad or anything. It's not going to be bumping in my car. Simple as that.
Right. Okay. So other than, you know, I heard you talk about a little bit about Jay-Z, but other than, you know, Jay-Z or other artists, like, who do you see yourself working with in the near future?
In the near future, I think I want to,
yeah.
Near future, I think I would, I don't know, I'm really a fan of, like, the underground scene. So, like, Benny the Butcher got artists on his BSF label, Pretty Boy, Rick Hyde, and, Heem, I'm cool with Heem. I've been in the studio with Heem a couple of times, and I think I'm gonna work with him in the future. You know, especially Buffalo just had that tragic incident that happened over the weekend. So, you know, it would just be good for the culture. And rest in peace to people that lost their lives during that whole shooting.
Definitely, rest in peace to all the victims.
Yes.
Now, I heard you say you have other shows coming up. Three other shows lined up, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where would those shows be? Are you...
The June show is in New York, the July show is in Georgia, and the August show is going to be in Rhode Island.
You said August in Rhode Island?
Yeah, August is going to be in Rhode Island, yes.
Okay. Could you possibly tell us where, like, if anybody wanted to get shows, tickets, I'm sorry. So if anybody wanted to get tickets for the show that's going to be coming up in New York, like, where would they go to purchase tickets?
DomTMO.com is the website, DomTMO.com. That's the website, and it's on the main page. You just go to the page, you buy your Eventbrite, and you get a QR code in your email, come to the front door, we scan you in, and you are inside the venue.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm definitely going to try to make that show.
Cool. I will appreciate it. Make sure you walk up to me and let me know it's you. There'll be so many people, I won't be knowing who's who.
Well, hopefully I'm the only girl with a British accent, black girl with a British accent in the crowd, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I got you. As soon as I hear your voice.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And if you could tell us a little bit about
Oh, Sharika, I want to add on to that, right? I'll pick it back on it right quick. When you go out to the show, get some footage. You know, get some footage with them and some drops and some shout outs or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, get all that
for the show. Yeah, use that for the show.
Okay,
Sharika,
you could also tell us where we can get the merchandise.
Merchandise is on the website also. The merchandise is on the website, domtmo.com. Everything is on the website. One-stop shop.
One-stop shop. I like that. Now, is it just, you know, like gentleman merchandise, or is it unisex?
It's unisex. There's female stuff on the website, too. T-shirts and hoodies, really, so you can just get whatever size fits you. And once we get a bigger budget, we'll start catering to just women and just men with, you know, crop tops and different type of fabrics and stuff. We're just not there yet. So, you know, we have to – the basics of making sure everybody get covered when they come to a show. T-shirts, towels,
right.
Hoodies, maybe a jogger sweatsuit, and that's really it.
Nice. I like that. I'm definitely going to check it out. And I don't really have any questions other than that. I mean, you're very interesting. Definitely like your song. Music is hot. I can't wait to hear more.
Appreciate it. I'm telling you, just, you know, like I said, lock in that website. And if you're on Instagram also, you can follow me at TMO_DOM. It's spelled backwards on Instagram because my original name got fucking deleted. I don't know what's up with Instagram, but yeah, TMO_Dom. And you know, when I drop my new releases, all that stuff is on my Instagram, and you can just click on the link and it'll take you right to it.
Okay, most definitely. I'm gonna send you a request if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll follow you back right now.
All right.
I'm not that guy. I'm not Hollywood.
Okay. And JT, is there anything that you wanted to add?
Nah, man, I'm just saying. I mean, I can just tell my brother.
I got a question for JT.
What's up?
Who you going for? Celtics or Miami?
Man, hey, I can answer that by saying I'm a Golden State fan, so I don't care which one I'm getting.
So you think y'all gonna win this year?
There's no doubt in my mind.
Okay. All right. Don't let Dallas upset you. That's all I got to say. Don't let Dallas upset you.
Don't let Luka fall the wrong way as I look at it. Because as Luka go, that's how the Mavs go.
Okay. Yeah, you got to play.
Yeah, man, I'm a big fan of Miami-Boston series. I think it's going to be a seven-game series. And I actually think Boston is going to pull it out, you know, barring any, you know, if Horford and Smart can come back, and I know Horford is in protocol, they can get their starters, but I think Boston is stronger than Miami as far as when they're healthy. And, you know, it's going to be a great series. The East is always a battle anyway, but the West ain't going to be easy. The West has been a battle. It's the transparency in the games, you know, period, or, you know, it's a little different. We don't have a dominant. So we got teams that, you know, you got to work for that championship. So, you know, it's a different day and time. You know, much like cats is trying to compete with you, you're your only competition. So at the end
That's
of the
true.
Day,
every
I don't
time
know
I look in that mirror,
because I can't measure myself up against you because I'm running up against myself. You know,
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying? I'm running it up. So when I'm creating music, you're doing your thing. You ain't thinking about who nipping at your shoes, because They not operating on the level that you operate. You're putting out great music. You're doing your thing. And that's the thing I look forward to talking to you a year from now and talking about why, you know, how you got to them six figures, how you making, you know, platinum, you know, records, you know, how you breaking records in the industry, man.
All that comes with a bigger budget.
All that is stuff that you want to obtain because of the dedication and commitment and the hard work you putting into your craft. You ain't
speaking things into existence.
You ain't you know, you're doing your thing, man. So you keep focusing on what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I guarantee you, my brother, we're gonna be having this conversation, and we're gonna be talking about popping bottles and talking about traveling the world internationally as well, and how your music all over the world, my brother.
Yes, thank you. Speak that into existence. This journey has been very long.
And the coolest part about that is you already got your dope international host, because you got Sharika Stevens that can travel all over the world, man, and open up, man, and be that dope female hosting the show.
Yeah, you know, I'm ready. My songs be getting played overseas all the time. When I look at my analytics, I just don't know no promoters over there that get shows. That's where
don't
I'm
worry,
lacking
you
at.
Coming. You coming. And when they call, you're going to be ready.
Yeah, my passport ready. Should look like a subway in New York. Padded up like Lil Wayne.
Indeed. That's what's up. All right, Jay. Back on you, my bro.
All right. Well, we don't have much caller. Well, not much. Phone lines dry tonight, but people are listening, TMO. You know, they're checking you out. They're enjoying it. I know you're going to get some more streams tonight, some more listens to the video. Check it out on Spotify. Also, go on YouTube. And, also before we wrap it up, I want to ask you about three hot button, you know, issues. Well, not issues, the three current events right quick before we wrap it up. Okay. One is old, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Will Smith, Chris Rock, that was back in 100 years ago, but
I'm
now Chris
sure
Rock is speaking. you would slap it. That's how that would happen.
I'm not with all that other shit. Like, I don't know. I at first I felt like it was staged, and then when you really sit down and look at it, Chris didn't know what was going on. And mm-hmm. for the simple fact of Will didn't put no hands on Future, he ain't put no hands on August Alsina for sleeping with Jada. He don't do nothing to these other guys, but you want to go on stage and smack Chris, I would have whipped Will Smith's ass that day. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Exactly.
You can't pick and choose. Yeah, you can't pick and choose who you want to be tough with. That's something that my father always told me. So, yeah, he would have got his ass beat that day.
Oh, yeah. And all that over it, because Jada gave him the side eye. You know
what I'm saying?
Because
he laughed first. He laughed mm-hmm. He laughed with Chris first and then went up there and proceeded to go do that shit. That's why it was whack.
Yeah, it was whack. It was whack. Jada doesn't even seem to, you know, seem to he did all that for nothing pretty much.
Nah, for real, because she went and made her PR. I guess her PR made a statement about how she wished Will would have never went up there and did that to Chris. Like, come on, man. Like, that's your husband. You're supposed to stand by that man no matter what he done, and you on here saying some shit like that. Like, yeah, you got to get rid of
that's
her.
That's crazy. I know. Oh, man, yeah, he definitely does. But you know what? I want to say that when Chris Rock made the joke and said about the –
G.I. Jane?
Fucking G.I. Jane. Yeah, G.I. Jane. You had a brain fart. You know what? It was probably a producer. You know what? It was probably a producer sitting in the back going, you know what? I got 24 mil sitting on the table. I wonder if Jada would do G.I. Jane too. Let's get her people on the phone and see if she'd do it. And you know what? Jada would probably do it too. She probably would have just, she would have took that.
With every last little disorder she had going on, this is the perfect time for her to take care of that movie because she got the short hair, so.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know what, people, it was crazy, people coming out saying, alopecia is nothing to joke about, but apparently those same people that said alopecia is nothing to joke about are laughing at a man's death, which moves on to the next thing, Kevin Samuels. Were you a fan? Did you listen to him at all?
Yeah, he was the king of the City Boys. And the City Boys down one. The City Boys are down one since Cavs left, man. I mean, you know, that was his lane. You know, everybody has their own lane in the world, and I didn't agree with everything he would say to women on his podcast, I want to say it was. But, you know, some stuff he would say would be like, you know, that boy spitting right now. But then some things he'll say, I feel like you're just saying stuff now to keep people entertained and you're getting the attention. So, you know, nothing's going to be, it's like a seesaw. You know, you're going to have your good interviews and your bad interviews. So, you know, he went out in some pussy. So I can't be mad at him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had a 23-year-old over there. He was getting his thing wet. He was doing good, man. So he went out like a gangster, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. He went out with a bang, literally.
Literally.
And I want to, you know, ask about the third thing. It's a little more serious. The shootings, and you know, in Buffalo, New York. And you're a little closer to it. I know right now you're in Atlanta.
No, I'm back home. I'm in New York.
You're back home? Okay. Oh, you're back home.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, what would you like to say about that?
Hey, man, this 2022, and we're still living with racism. So there's nothing we can do about that. But, you know, what I think Chance the Rapper said, you know, we need to start having more secretive conversations between each other and not tell people what's going on. But, you know, that kid drove a couple of hours away from home and went up there and wrote nigger on his rifle and killed black people. And I seen something today where his family, I think the Breakfast Club did a segment on him, and he went and told the people that COVID had something to do with his choices of what he went and did. Since when COVID made people want to go out and kill people? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I hate the fact that, you know, when the articles get written up, it's a, you know, 18-year-old white teenager. But when Trayvon got killed, he was an 18-year-old black male. Like, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that just be triggering me. And, you know, it rubs me the wrong way. But I just got to remember the world we live in. You know, racism is still active in 2022. So
it's true.
You got to accept it with a grain of salt.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you said a lot of great things. Tell the people where they can find your stuff, your links, anything you want to plug. Go ahead and plug it.
Everything is on domtmo.com, the website. Instagram is TMO_Dom if you want to see me on Instagram. YouTube, Young Dom TV, no, Dom TMO TV on YouTube. Yeah, Dom TMO TV. And if, you know, they really want to get in contact with me and talk to me, my phone number is 631-449-7557. And shout out to Ryan Leslie for the Superphone app. You know, that's an amazing direct-to-consumer platform where you can, you know, talk directly to the people that believe in you. So that's my phone number again if you want to actually talk to me, 631-449-7557. And that's how you get in contact with Dom TMO.
Excellent. Oh, yeah.
That was a charge.
All right. Now, before we, Sharika, is there anything, any last words, anything you want to say, any last questions?
There's no last questions. I just wanted to say that I love, you know, I love the album. I love your sound. I love the music. I can't wait to hear more. I'm definitely going to try to, you know, get down to New York so I can catch that show. I would love to see you perform, you know, get a chance to meet you in person and stuff and just, you know, vibe with you a little bit, you know, possibly take pictures and put them up and, you know, definitely get you.
I know possibly.
There.
Do that.
Yeah. If she comes to the show, if Sharika comes to the show, I'm going to make sure y'all get y'all stuff. I got you.
Definitely. Thank you.
You said you're getting booked on the spot. Okay.
All you got to do is turn your voice memo on your phone, and here go your drops.
Yes. Thank you. We need
okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, JT had to bounce off. But, all right, for all the people streaming, it's too late. It's the fog hour, but I'm glad you all listened.
Yeah, Dom TMO, man, definitely thank you for being on. We appreciate it.
Appreciate
definitely
you
follow
guys.
Us on. Oh, yes, true indeed, true indeed. You can also follow follow me on Instagram at JAYFORNOW. Sharika, I believe she already gave you hers.
Yeah, she followed me. I have to follow her back. J for now.
Okay, definitely. Yes, sir. J for now.
All right, boom. I just followed you right now.
Okay, when I get back on Instagram, I'm going to do the same. And JT, I believe, is JT underscore Big Woo, I believe. But if you find us, Big Woo is W-O-O.
Oh, he popped smoke. Okay. JT Big Woo Radio?
Yeah, Big Woo Radio, yeah. That's the other platform.
Okay. Well, I'll follow up here, you guys. I got you.
Definitely. I'm going to definitely follow back. Definitely shout out to Lord Payback and shout out to all the listeners listening. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Anything you want to say about Lord Payback?
Hey, man, somebody called me one day and was like, hey, Dom, I think you need to work with this guy. And at first I was skeptical. I'm like, I feel like I'm doing enough right now myself. But it's always good to have somebody else who knows a little more than me to come around and help. And I think we spoke on the first day I met him, we spoke on the phone for like an hour and a half. And just basically the same thing, you know, I just like where your mind is. And, you know, I got a lot of, I got a lot of goals for you. And, you know, let's put this shit together. And everything he said he's going to do so far, he stands on what he said. And we actually knocking these things out. So I just want to say I appreciate him for being here and believing in what I got going on. So I'll keep it at that.
True indeed. True indeed. Definitely, definitely. Well, Dom TMO, it was always a pleasure. Would definitely like to have you back on again in the foreseeable future. I know you always got a lot of great things to say. You know, and definitely shout out to the other interviews you've been on, PJ Dakota, Say What Show. And, you know, you've been making your rounds, been doing your thing. All right. Well, you all don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.